Travel, get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. Travel is more than seeing the sights. It is a change that goes on deep and permanent in the ideas of living. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Laura, Donna, and Elizabeth. Because as we've discovered and reaffirmed, you never really travel alone. The world is full of friends waiting to get to know you. So with that said, let's jump in. In the hot Florida sun, nothing quite refreshes like a splashdown in a great water park. Universal Orlando opened Volcano Bay in the summer of 2017. It's in its second year, and all of the kinks have been finally worked out, and it is an amazing experience. Donna got to go in June with her children and had a great time experiencing all that Volcano Bay had to offer. So, Donna, what did you do at Volcano Bay?
Everything.
I bet you got wet.
Got really wet, yes. It's fantastic. I mean, what's great is it has all of those traditional water rides that you expect to find in any water park. But there's a few surprises there too. They have the uphill water coaster. They have a giant wave pool. I mean, everybody in the entire park could be in that wave pool, and there'd still be plenty of room.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
So what you're saying is...
You just triggered my anxieties.
It's not people soup. Everyone is in the wave pool.
Well, the water coaster of which you speak, because that's a concept that's new to me. I mean, I grew up with, like, Noah's Ark, America's favorite water park, with, like, just slides.
Well, so you have a four-person raft, just like you're used to seeing at all water parks. But instead of going, you know, starting at the top and kind of working your way down and following the chute, you actually get pushed by the water. Hmm. So you're actually going uphill, and then you fall, and then you go uphill again, and then you fall again. So it's more like a traditional water roller coaster.
Cool. So like Tower of Terror with water.
More like Slinky Dog Dash with water, I think it's a little bit more. Yeah. So talk a little bit about the crowds and how people move through this, because I think that's one thing with Volcano Bay is they've tried to eliminate a lot of waits and a lot of lines and
carrying big tubes.
Yeah, carrying big tubes. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, there's none of that. So all of the tube rides that are actually there with the chutes and everything, the tubes are right there. So you're not carrying them up a bunch of stairs. There are a few of those, but very, very, very few. Most of them are on conveyor belts. So they're going up the top and you don't have to carry the tubes, especially those really big rafts. Those are also on conveyor belts. So they come out at the top. All of you got to do is get up to the top. And what's really, really cool, and I've never seen this at any other water park ever, they have elevators.
Ooh. Really?
Yes. Wow. So especially for you, Laura, that you've got people that in wheelchairs and that have mobility problems.
You could have just said for you, Laura, and stopped right there.
Well, I was using them too because stairs are not my friend.
She could have said, or for you, lazy, who is Lindsay.
But I have bad knees, and so it really was fantastic that I could ride an elevator to the top, get off, wait for my kids to show up because they got to hoof it. And then I got in line with them and we went on the ride and it was fantastic.
That's sounding like my kind of water park now.
Yeah. I will fully admit I went to another water park with my kids and there was one, I went up with Marcus for this one ride. That's a family ride. You have to ride with at least two people, preferably four. And I walked up with him the first time and I was like, dude, this is the last time I'm doing this. It was a long way. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I was like, you can come up here and join another family if you want. He's like, that's not fun. So that does sound really, really,
So yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
That's a good option.
They've got about 3 or 4 elevators, you know, throughout the park. So you can do some of the more thrilling rides by elevator.
Nice.
That's fantastic. Like the tubes going back down on slides you can do by elevator?
Well, they had the big round raft that you could do by elevator. They had the uphill water coaster that was by elevator. And then they also had a couple of the single tube rides that you could do.
Nice.
How did I miss out on this?
Yeah, well, it's new.
It's in Florida in the summer.
Yeah, that's new.
I've had so many opportunities to go experience Volcano Bay, and I have foregone each one to go eat in something somewhere.
This is one of the other really, really cool innovations of this place that I've never seen this anywhere, and it's amazing. So I wear, water shoes because I've too many times. This place, all the sidewalks have water jets. So there are water jets on the sidewalk so you don't burn your feet.
Oh, no, burning your... That's fantastic.
I know.
That's actually very smart.
They should open a big water park.
Yeah. That's actually very smart. I mean, it prevents a lot of legal action on their part, too. So, because I actually know someone who severely burned the bottom of his feet at a pool where...
yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been years of suffering for it. So so that's actually really cool because that can get really, really hot. And it's not slippery?
No, because there's just enough texture in the sidewalk so that it doesn't get slick.
Nice.
So I will say, I was at Typhoon Lagoon at Disney this summer, and they have that, but they don't have it everywhere. So it's not like it... blankets, so you still have to run past little parts where you're like,
Well, yeah, there were some wooden bridges and things, and those weren't sprayed down, but those also don't get nearly as hot as the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So talk about your kids' ages and what kind of ages this might appeal to, and is there something?
Well, I have a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old. Okay. And so my 13-year-old, of course, wanted to do the drop slides and the super thrill rides and one of his absolute favorite things. They have a lazy river and then they have a rushing river.
Oh, cool.
And
that is cool.
Believe me, they require you to wear life jackets for a reason.
Yeah.
Because you are flying down. Oh, yeah. And then you get to the point where the wave pool is, and actually you're on the back side of the wave pool, so you're actually getting the back side of the waves going, and that's what's making it even rush. So you got water going over your head. Good thing you've got a life jacket.
Wow. So even adults have to wear them.
I'm a good swimmer, and and I swallowed some water.
Wow.
Well, now it sounds scary. It sounded cool right up into that, and then I'm like,
It actually is because you're just kind of floating down like on a river rapids. So it really is. It's very, very neat. So that was his favorite.
Are you like body surfing with the life jacket?
Yes.
Okay. So it's kind of like what we did in Puerto Rico, Lindsay.
I was just gonna say.
Except without the rocks underneath you.
I'm sold on this concept, and she opened her mouth.
So it's like, instead of like a lazy river, it's kind of like a roaring river, and you're riding that tide.
Yeah, you're basically, you get on your life jacket, and you kind of just lay back and stick your feet up and just go.
God, that sounds awesome to me.
I know. It actually really kind of was, and I learned where to, duck so that I didn't get water over my head. So
it just sounds like so much fun. So Sandy, we gotta squeeze that in a week. I don't know when we're gonna do it. But.
So I don't think we can.
So then my 7-year-old really liked the kids area, which honestly it really wasn't that much different than most kids' jungle gym water parks. Right. It had the big bucket, it had, it's got all the squirters and the stairs and the little slides and things like that. And she just absolutely loved it. And then if you've got even smaller kids, they do have a tot area as well for them to play in that same kids area.
The one thing that I've heard of that's a little bit different with Universal, I'd like to ask you about Volcano Bay. How does the Express Pass work?
Tapu Tapu.
It doesn't.
Tapu Tapu. Keeping it honest here.
No. Yep, the Express Pass, if you get the Express Pass because you're staying at one of the top tier resorts on property, it doesn't work. You actually have to, Volcano Bay, you do actually have to purchase the Express Pass on top of everything else.
So that's actually, that's not Tapu Tapu, right?
No, that is not Tapu Tapu. Tapu Tapu is basically a virtual line. It's like a wristband that you wear. It looks like a watch. And it's got a screen on it, and you go over to the ride you want to ride, and you just swipe your wrist, and it actually says, oh, well, you're waiting for the uphill water coaster. You've got a 45-minute wait. And so it actually kind of vibrates a little when your time is ready, so it tells you to go over there, and you go in, you swipe your little watch thing again, and you don't have to wait in line. I mean, there's probably about 10 people, 20 people ahead of you, but you're not waiting in a line for 2 hours.
Right.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of like the old Fast Pass where you would go pull a ticket and then come back at a certain hour.
But this is waterproof. So that way, you know, you can take it in the water. Anyway, and don't lose it because Connor lost it and had to go get another one and then had to go get it all reprogrammed with his ticket. Serious pain in the butt, so don't lose it.
Oh. How did he lose it? Did he take it off or did it fall off?
Yes.
There are conflicting stories.
He was playing with the band and it went down the river.
Yeah.
The rushing river?
Yeah.
Yes. The rushing river, got it. So then you have to go back to the locker.
Probably pull out so many of those at the end of the night. Yeah.
So then you have to go back to the locker, get your actual paper ticket, then go to customer service, get a new one, get it reprogrammed, and then put your stuff back in the locker. So, yeah, it was a pain, but so don't take it off.
So then is it worth getting an Express Pass since they have – because Tapu Tapu is for everybody who goes into the park, right? There's not
It really – I would put it down to how busy the park is on the day you're going. If they're near capacity, then definitely it's worthwhile to get the Express Pass. Go ahead and pay the extra and do it. But the day we were there, it was a weekday. It was not that crowded. I really didn't see the need for it at all.
And you were there in the summer, right?
We were. We went there. We were there right before the hot season, the summer season. So we went about the week before school let out for the entire country. And
so the beginning of
June. Because we just happened to get out early. It was the beginning of June, and it was a Wednesday. So, like I said, it was not that busy.
Nice. Where were you guys staying?
We actually stayed at the Royal Pacific.
Okay.
So you did have the unlimited Express Pass for the other parks.
We did. And you can't really, you could hoof it to get there, but there's a shuttle bus that takes you from the Royal Pacific over to Volcano Bay. And I would highly recommend doing it. It runs about every 20 minutes, so not worth it to walk all that distance.
Yeah.
So did you do the big Krakatoa? That's the one that's in the volcano, right? It's the volcano slide, right?
No, that's actually called Ko'okiri body plunge, which Connor did.
Is it the wedgie machine?
Is it a wedgie machine?
But I can tell you that they have the mat rides where you actually hold the mat, you lay down on the mat, and you're holding it with your hands, and Alex smoked Connor. Because she's got that little body, so that water just took her and she just took off.
That's funny because usually the heavier
The heavier,
I usually smoke everyone.
Yeah. Winning.
But there's a couple of rides that come out of the volcano, so, and those are all the big thrill rides.
So I'm kind of like, Lazy River is my go-to at a water park. What's the regular Lazy River like? Is it, are there interesting things to see? Is it very long? Is it short?
Is it overrun with children?
There are a lot of children. The kids liked it. They really did. But what's really kind of neat is that they've got interactive panels that the audience that's around the river can actually go with their little Tapu Tapu. This does not negate if you're waiting in line, but you can go and you can actually put your Tapu Tapu on there and you can push the buttons and squirt the people as they're going down the river.
And spray people. Yeah. Oh, that's the
yes.
Spray people in the face.
Kids love it.
I don't like that.
And me and Elizabeth are like little brats.
I'm not on a lazy river.
They definitely can.
Well, you could take a little umbrella, Sandy. Yeah.
My kids like to take my tube.
Ask here, does this park serve adult beverages?
Oh, it's universal.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yes. Now, the other thing that you need to know about the dining plan is that there is no deluxe dining at Volcano Bay. So if you have a deluxe dining package, it's not going to, you're not going to be able to really get the full use out of it.
You mean like a table service?
All the restaurants are quick service.
Okay.
So, so you're going to, you know, they do have some wait staff, for some of the places, but it is actually, I would not get the deluxe plan if you're planning on spending a lot of time at Volcano Bay.
But you
I would
could
go
use,
for the quick service.
Plan. You could use your table sense. Service at City Walk. You know, you could head over.
Oh, definitely for dinner if you leave and go for dinner. Yes.
Yeah. So how long do you recommend staying at Volcano Bay? Like, is it an all day park? Is it like 8 to 11? Is it
open after dark?
It closes early.
Okay.
It's not open at night. It closes about 5. Mm-hmm. At least it did while we were there, and so. You can definitely spend all day there, but of course it's subject to the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got afternoon thunderstorms, which Florida usually does, mm-hmm. they kick you out of the water because that's the smart thing to do.
Yes.
I'm a little sad by that. I was hoping they would have a little extra late hours because I just had my first nighttime water park experience and now I'm ruined for daytime experience.
That's where your hopper pass comes into play because then you could do, you know, most of the day at Volcano Bay and then spend the evening over at Islands of Adventure or Universal Studios and do the night riding.
Mm-hmm. Do night riding.
When the park is emptier and you don't have the light near the lines.
So mm-hmm. let's talk about my pet peeve at water parks, which is places to sit in the shade. Is it shady? I mean, is it like only the people with cabanas get shade or can you find lounge chairs? What's the situation there?
They actually did a lot of landscaping. And that's where you're going to get most of your shade for the people that don't purchase the cabanas. They have a lot of palm trees scattered throughout the property. So it's actually not that difficult to get some shade.
Oh, good.
And then they also have some of these, I guess you'd call them a sail, kind of a sail. And they've got some areas that are covered by the sails so you can, and they've got, you know, lounge chairs just lined up and you can kind of pick and choose a spot that has some shade.
Did you get there at opening or did you get there a little bit later?
I want to say we got there about 10 a.m. So we got there a little after it had already opened.
And you got,
but I had no problems getting a locker, no problems. Okay. But one of the things is we didn't know quite where to start. So we actually went straight to the back of the park and started working our way up. And so that's where we got the locker and there was no lines in the back of the park. So
did they provide towels?
No. You had to bring your own towels.
You had to bring your own towels. No towels available for rent.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, you could buy them.
I'm in the store. I'm sure for the low price of something.
$25. Yes. And actually there were some towels if you had the cabana. So if you have a large group, a family or something, they have different size cabanas. So you could get one of those and use the fridge there. They've got people to wait on you.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head kind of what the cabanas run?
I actually do not know how much they were.
Just priced this. They're pretty normal cabana prices.
Okay, so they're standard. Yeah. I always get them confused because there's so many.
Well, and my understanding from the reviews that I've read is that the cheaper ones are actually better location. So as long as they'll accommodate your party, it's not worth it to get the more expensive ones. I don't know
that for
sure.
And they have some that are double decker.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That sounds good. A double decker cabana?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And does it have an elevator to a second floor?
You gotta hoof it.
Darn. That would have been really cool.
I would assume that just because this is a brand new water park, this is probably one of the more ADA friendly.
Yes.
Setups.
The elevators alone are a testament to that.
Yeah, that's a really nice thing.
Just been built. Did you see any of the lifts or anything like that around the like Blazy River area? Were there any?
They actually had a zero entry area.
Okay.
So you could actually just roll the wheelchair right into the water, get them in the water, and then pull the wheelchair back because it was a giant ramp.
That's awesome.
Did they have beach wheelchairs? Did you notice? Like
I didn't really see any. No.
Okay.
But there's enough sidewalks and all that you could very easily just a regular wheelchair get around in because the sandy areas they do have a beach area, but you could very easily go do the sidewalks to get all the way up to the water.
Are any of their pools or anything like zero entry?
Yes.
I'm sure the wave
ones
pool.
In the kids area are. And then they did have another area that was a pool. It was kind of like an infinity pool kind of thing.
Oh, no.
Yes.
But then you said
it was right next to the wave pool. So if you wanted to get out of the wave pool and not get jostled around, you could go over to just a regular ordinary pool.
That's cool.
And you said the Lazy River had a zero entry as well.
It does, yes.
That's awesome. That's
and nice so did too. The Raging River. So even if you got, you know, a thrill ride, you could, you know, you had zero entry into that.
Honestly, for those of us who are super awkward getting into our tubes, that's
kind of really you're in a life jacket, so that way
I'm glad you said it. I'm just thinking, and I'm like, wow. That's
we all know that.
Yeah, well, I don't know that we're super awkward. We're just not as highly graceful as all other.
Right, that's fair. Okay. I'll take that. Yes. Sure.
Well,
basically
it's a life jacket, so if you can clip it, you can wear it.
Nice.
But yeah, I was really impressed. It was the grounds were very well kept and maintained. The staff was good. The only problems I ever had was with the dining because I went for lunch and I got an icy with my lunch, and then I went over to get an icy as my drink, and they're like, oh, no, that's a snack. I'm mm-hmm. like, but I had it for lunch, and it was a drink at lunch. So,
well, at least you didn't open it up and then them say, that doesn't count.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what happened to someone. Yeah.
So,
but yeah, the only entries I ever had. So,
did you try a cocktail? Were you there when you were there, or am I going to have to dismiss you as an Outlander agent?
I had my cocktails in the evening.
Right. Did you
so
happen
I did
to notice?
Not have one at the pool.
I'm telling you, Elizabeth, I need to be the one you send out for this research because
people just cannot keep up.
Did they have?
Because in general, having cocktails and being in water that's moving fast is not the ideal combination.
I have no idea what you're talking
differ.
About.
That was the only thing missing from my evening soiree into the Lazy River.
What? I had one at lunch. I had a beer with lunch.
There you go.
A beer icy?
Good for you.
So, yes, I did. I didn't have a cocktail.
You redeemed yourself.
All right. Well, now you don't have to sit in the corner with me. You're back with your team.
Did they have one of those? Did they have, like, a refillable?
You don't have to be with Granny. Oh, whatever.
Did they have, like, a mug you could buy and then refill, like a beer mug?
They did. Yeah. However, it was not.
Oh, Sandy, just spray to the alcoholic. Yeah.
they did have like the Coke Freestyle.
Right.
However, it was not the same one that you got in the park. You had to get one at Volcano Bay.
Yeah. That stinks.
What? Yeah.
Did they have a beer freestyle?
No. No. Such no, a thing doesn't exist. That starts the world.
Separate, that's kind of really big there, because I can imagine there's a lot of people upset about that, or could potentially.
Yeah, I'm thinking that Volcano Bay probably has some kind of different ownership, because there's a lot of things that don't really mesh with the other two parts.
I don't think it's different. So, I don't think it's different ownership, but I do think that they have separated it in a lot of ways that mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Yes. If we could be philosophical for a second, I'm not sure I agree with, but.
Now that I say that out loud, Sandy, that mug that you gave me for Typhoon Lagoon, that was a different refillable mug yes. than the one you get at the resort. So yes. it doesn't transfer over
That's
there
true.
Either.
Yes, yeah. that is actually true. I was going to say this. I was going to say exactly that. The ones at Blizzard yeah. Beach and Typhoon Lagoon are different mugs.
Yeah. So that makes sense. It's in keeping with water park tradition. Yeah.
yeah. Basically, Universal says if Disney can get away with it, we can get away with it too.
They get you coming and going and swimming and
throwing. So I did actually a 1-day pass for it. And the cost is actually less for Volcano Bay than it is to go into the Universal parks.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's pretty good. That's good to know it too. If somebody needs it. And I think water parks in general are this completely overlooked way to do yeah. a relaxation day at the theme parks. I really think a lot of people are missing that opportunity to like, let's take this day and go float in the lazy river while the kids go run around and run up, you know, well, in this case, if they discover the elevators, maybe not run up and downstairs.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, my kids slept very well that night.
Well, and we should say that it's also, you know, you can buy it as a separate ticket, but you also can add it on to your, so even though all these things are separate, we talked about all that, you can get a 3-park pass at Universal. Correct. So yes. you can incorporate it into your vacation without having to buy a separate ticket. So.
And I do think it's it is still a better value to do the 3-park pass.
It is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I just, yeah. because I didn't have that option. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us, and we would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave us a review in iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would really love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, Donna, and myself, Lindsay, thanks for joining us this week, and we will see you next time. Gotta fly!